from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, March 13th. Due to safety concerns prompted by recent prison breaks and escalating gang violence in Haiti, Royal Caribbean has started to cancel select shore excursions at its private destination, Labadee, which is located on the northern tip of Haiti. Now, guests impacted by these cancellations are being informed that they will receive full refunds. Despite these cancellations, Royal Caribbean does offer other activities on Labadee, such as cabana rentals and adventure experiences like the Dragon's Breath Zip Line and Dragon's Tail Alpine Coaster. That's a real fun one. The cruise line continues to monitor the situation in Haiti closely and has yet to remove Labadee from any of its itineraries. And a 27-year-old female tourist from Florida died aboard a cruise ship en route to the Bahamas, as reported by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Now, she was found unresponsive in her cabin at approximately 5:30 p.m. on Monday. Efforts by the ship's medical team to resuscitate her were unsuccessful, and she was declared dead. During the initial investigation, officers discovered a small quantity of cocaine in the cabin and arrested the 32-year-old American male who was traveling with her. Carnival Mardi Gras, Norwegian Sun, and Oasis of the Seas were all in Nassau on Monday, according to the port schedule. And a gastro outbreak has impacted passengers and crew aboard Holland America Line's Koningsdam, currently undergoing a 35-day journey across the Pacific Ocean. It'll be stopping in destinations like Hawaii and Tahiti. The ship departed from San Diego on February 17th and is expected to return on March 24th. The CDC report reveals that 98 out of the 2,500 guests, which is about 4%, and 12 of the crew members have been ill, primarily with norovirus. In response, Holland America Line has heightened cleaning and disinfection processes and has isolated those with norovirus to control the outbreak. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up slightly, 16.24, Royal Caribbean up 1.5%, 129.74, and Norwegian down 1.2%, 19.56. If you have a lead on a story, you can drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Wednesday. I apologize for the sound. My mic went out just before we went on. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Take care.